Greetings, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, balancing into yet another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nessler. Americans of a certain vintage have fond recollections of the drive-in movie, the big screen, a summer evening, a movie. Whether you were in the front seat or the back with your family or with your date, chances are it was thrilling. It's been at least 50 years since we've seen a drive-in movie theater in the Roaring Fork Valley, but next month marks its return, and I want to start today's show with one of the folks who are making that happen, Ryan Honey, the executive director of the Arts Center at Willits. Willits, welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Luke. Glad to be here.
Did you grow up with a drive-in movie, Ryan?
So I, full disclosure, I was in the back seat, but I was 2 years old, asleep while Jaws played.
Oh, so
That was the last drive-in movie that I was at.
Really? How about that? So Jaws, yeah. That would be about 77 or something like that.
Exactly.
How about that? How about that? Well, you are bringing a pop-up drive-in movie to the Valley. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so like all arts and culture organizations around the country during this crazy pandemic, we had to start asking the question, how do we do what we do? How do we bring our community together to have shared experiences around arts and culture? And one of my board members, Jeff Orsalak, early on was like, what about the drive-in? And we were all sort of like, huh. And then you start to see in the news theater companies doing drive-in performances, obviously drive-in theaters that are still in existence, the handful that are there. They just started thriving, and they said, you know, this is an idea that solves so many problems because it's by nature socially distant. You stay in your car. So we started asking the question, where could we do it? We reached out to our friends at Crown Mountain Park, who have been great partners to us before. They jumped at the idea, and we took a proposal to the county and said, hey, you know, we think this would work in terms of the social distancing guidelines and how to make it safe. Would you guys be okay if we did this? And the county said yes, and here we are.
Nice. Now, you're not just stringing up a sheet between two trees, are you?
No. It's pretty advanced tech these days. It's beyond what we do in my backyard with the kids. Uh-huh. We have a 40 by 22 foot screen that we're bringing up for this, and a high lumens projector. The video image should be really crisp and clear and big enough to merit the number of cars that we have. But what's interesting about this, when we started looking into this, the technology really hasn't changed that much. The projectors are very different, but the audio delivery is still the same. It's through the FM radio.
Oh, how about that? I was going to ask about that, because I remember little things that you clipped onto the window.
Yeah, so some places still do that. We obviously didn't want to do that, because then you're not being socially distant. You're handing people speakers.
Yeah.
And what you do is you just put out a low-frequency FM signal that's of a certain... certain range, so it's not interfere with stations like KDNK, and then the people in the cars can tune in and hear it right over their car radio. I sort of assume that in this day and age it would be through an app, but that creates a latency issue that FM radio doesn't have. So sometimes the old technology is still the best.
How about that? So
yeah,
huh? So tell me about the movie that you plan to show. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's the Rolling Stone Savannah Moon. It's from 2016. They went to Havana, Cuba to play their first concert in Cuba, and 500,000 people showed up.
So just really?
An incredible concert movie. And when our artistic director and our program committee and I were all talking about how do we think about what we want to present, we had to think about the context, right? You're in your car, and we want people to have a good time, so nothing too serious, something uplifting and fun, and we wanted it to be fun. And also, it's coming through your car radio. So what's going to work on your car radio? Rock and roll. And what's more rock and roll than the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, everybody loves the Stones, huh?
Exactly.
Stones or Beatles. Stones or Beatles.
Yeah, those are the two options.
Yeah. Tickets go on sale next week, and you plan this for sometime in June, right?
Yeah, it's June 19th. Doors are at 7:45. The movie will start at about 8:45. And there's 150 tickets for sale. We capped it at that because we want to make sure that everybody can see the film and we can control the crowd. We want to be able to do this again, so we want to do it safely and correctly, and we ask that everyone adhere to the guidelines that are on our website. And when you buy a ticket, you put in your license plate number of the car you're going to come with, and you'll roll right in, and it should be fairly straightforward. Tickets go on sale Tuesday. I think it is going to sell out fairly quickly. We did are allowing some of our donors to purchase tickets in advance, and they're going pretty quick. But there are tickets that will be still available on Tuesday for the general public. So you can go to takah.org to find those. And if you want them, I would get them early in the morning on Tuesday, because I have a feeling that they're going to be swooped up pretty quickly.
Well, it's a smashing idea. What a great idea. Sounds like lots
Thanks.
Of fun.
I mean, I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's certainly not an original idea, but sometimes looking backwards to history is the best way to look forward, to be informed about the future. And we're thrilled to be able to do it. And we hope others can use the model, because, you know, the lifeblood of this valley is arts and culture. And it wouldn't be summer if we couldn't all get together and enjoy some of it. So this is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Did I hear you say you might come back again with another movie or two this summer?
Absolutely. We're looking at some dates in July, some dates in August for more events at Crown Mountain Park. And Takah is also looking at some other creative ways that we can start programming in and around the community this summer. We have to, you know, work through all the proper channels to make sure that our plans are going to be safe. But I'm very optimistic that we'll be able to do more than just this one event.
Ryan, in the last couple minutes I have you here, tell me what's going on with Takah. How's it going with the fundraising for the new building? When is the new building going up? Tell me more.
Well, let me preface this by saying that we always welcome more fundraising, as does KDNK. We always, as a nonprofit, need more support. But I'm really pleased to share that we are on the cusp of breaking ground on our new home, the Contemporary. We'll be making, setting our date and announcing a groundbreaking celebration sometime this summer that we have to, again, figure out, giving social distancing. But through a combination of donations and financing through the Colorado Education and Cultural Facilities Authority, we're able to break ground in June and open next summer with our new facility. So it's finally happening. And as I said, we continue to fundraise because we'd like to be less reliant on our financing through the authority. But we are thrilled to build this building and give the community what it so richly deserves.
Do you have a timeline in mind for building the thing?
Yeah, we think it's going to take 12 months. So we start this June. So we start next month, and then we'd open next summer. And, that seems... I'm not a builder. We have a great builder that we're working with who's very confident that they can build a building in that time. So look for us to have the Contemporary open in the summer of 2021.
Oh, that's the new permanent name, the Contemporary.
The Contemporary,
Yay.
Yeah. We sort of thought everybody loved the Temporary, and what comes after the Temporary? The Contemporary.
That's great. Hey, Ryan, I want to thank you for informing our audience about this great idea, and we'll look forward to seeing the Stones in El Jebel. How about that?
We'll see you there. Thanks for having me on, Luke. You have
you
a great
bet.
Long weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care, pal.
The Stones, baby. Oh, yeah.